Hey, everybody, you're about to listen to our brand new podcast, Nightmare Neighbors. And if you like it, please do me a favor. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. In exchange for that, I'm going to put you into a drawing for a $250 Amazon gift certificate, gift card, whatever you want to call it, gift credit, whatever it is these days. Anyway, all you have to do is leave that review on Apple Podcasts. Send me the screenshot. Send it to Tony@nightmareneighbors.com. And then shortly, I'll be picking one person at random and sending you that Amazon gift card for $250. Yes, just leave the review, Apple Podcasts. That's what helps spread the word that this show exists, that people know about it. Those reviews are tremendously helpful in us getting this show off the ground. So if you like it, please leave us that review on Apple Podcasts. Send me the screenshot to Tony, TONY@nightmareneighbors.com, and you'll be in the drawing for that Amazon gift card. I hope you like the show. I hope you can take the 30 seconds to leave the review, and I'll get yourself in that drawing for that gift certificate. Now, without further ado, Nightmare Neighbors, everybody. What do you do when you have a neighbor who causes a gas leak yet refuses to care or do anything about it? Can you reason with someone who's so out of touch with reality? That's today on Nightmare Neighbors.
Sometimes the people who reside just steps from your front door turn out to be the craziest you'll ever meet. Ever have a nightmare neighbor? Share your story now by calling 888-68-CRAZY or write in at nightmareneighbors.com. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
That indeed it is. 888-68-CRAZY, the toll-free number you call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And just let it all out and share your nightmare neighbor story with us. Or if writing is more your thing, you go to nightmareneighbors.com and submit your story that way. Were you just using my eyeglass thing as a napkin? Is that what I just witnessed over there?
I did. I'm sorry. I spilt a little bubbly on my chest.
She's drinking out of a bottle of champagne again in the middle of the day.
No, it's the bubbly sparkling water. I spilled a little bit on my chest and...
That sounds really... I spilled a little bubbly on my chest.
Okay.
Welcome to the program, everyone. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
Welcome to Nightmare Neighbors.
Yep.
And you've been anticipating this program for a couple days. Of getting on the air and spilling bubbly on your chest and letting out some stories. We got plenty of good ones today. Some real interesting. We had some fun over the weekend. Should we get into a listener story first?
Yes.
And then we can talk about some of our experiences here.
I think so.
In our fine land that we live in. And if you have one, let us know. Give us a buzz at 888-68-CRAZY to share your nightmare neighbor story with us. First one says, my husband and I used to live on the top floor of a house that had been divided into three units. There were two on the bottom floor. We had a history of gas leaking from a gas oven to the point that we had to have our landlord replace the oven and cap off the gas line. We had a lot of shitty neighbors because the rent was so cheap and there was no lease agreement. Basically, if you paid rent, you could stay there were the rules. So this guy moves in to the one downstairs apartment. He was probably in his 60s. He was really strange. He listened to porn at the loudest volume possible at crazy hours. He'd park his car directly behind mine in the driveway so that I'd have to bang on his door when I needed to leave. He always answered the door in an open bathrobe. Very disgusting imagery. Once my husband was taking the trash down after midnight and the dude came out from behind a dark corner and asked for our Wi-Fi password. My husband told him he couldn't remember and ran the fuck upstairs. The heat from the entire house was controlled in his unit too. And apparently he constantly had hot flashes because he'd turn the heat off in the dead of winter and it would get so cold you could literally see your breath. He left once a week in winter and turned the heat off before he left. And my landlord had to get into his apartment to put it back on. The worst, though, was one night my husband and I were about to watch The Walking Dead. It was probably 20 minutes before the first episode of the new season in October. And we smelled gas, like strong. We went to the kitchen, tried to figure out the source, but it smelled like it was everywhere. We called the gas and electric company and they told us to tell our neighbors to leave the house. We were all supposed to wait in our cars until a truck could check it out. So we were already pissed that we were about to miss the new Walking Dead, and we went to tell this shitty neighbor to get out of his house. Dude opened the door in his bathrobe, smoking a cigarette. He smoked like a freight train. I told him about the smell and what the gas company said, and the man told us that he cooked dinner earlier but didn't turn the burner off all the way. So his oven had been leaking gas for at least an hour, and his dumbass was smoking. I do not know how the house did not explode, but we moved shortly after that. At least we got to watch The Walking Dead.
God, you would almost think, well, maybe he thought that the heat control stuff was just for his apartment, mm-hmm. but I think he just wanted people to come and see him in his open bathrobe.
Because that seemed to be a reoccurring theme every time. Mm-hmm. It was more like a morbid, I'm going to do this. It gets people to come to me and
see my parts.
Yeah. Ugh. It, obviously, over time, he would know about how the heat system works. Mm-hmm. That's like a first time thing. Like, oh, shoot, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But then the whole, like, I'm going to leave for a week and just turn the heat off. I mean, it's just, are people just, some people just that disconnected from reality as far as how their actions affect others, that is it malicious or is it just idiocy?
Well, and that's where I thought maybe, you know, he thought it just controlled his apartment because, yeah. you know, you would turn the heat way down if you're not going to be there mm-hmm. so that you're not heating and wasting energy for an empty space.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's something that you would do when it's just you.
Yeah. But no, this guy clearly had issues and wanted attention and he's a pervert. So
it was seek it out any way possible, no matter what the cost and no matter how it affects other people, mm-hmm. that sort of attention. Yeah. Our phone number is 888-68-CRAZY to share your nightmare neighbor story with us. Or you can write in on our website at nightmareneighbors.com. This one says, I'm caught in a predicament. Please help. I'm down a road leading to a dead end. It's a pretty tight road, so everyone on the road places their trash bins on one side of the road so that the trash service driver can back up and pick it all up on the side. I put my cans out the night before to make sure I have a spot before it gets crowded in the early morning. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of room for the trash cans to go based on the number of driveways. I place my cans in front of the neighbors across from me's mailbox since I would rather not block people's cars who are leaving for work in the morning. I noticed my cans are normally scattered by the time I get home that afternoon. I started to pay more attention to what was happening. My across from my me neighbor has been moving mine and a couple other trash cans in the early morning so that his mailbox is free to receive the mail in the late afternoon. I get that obstruction of mailbox makes it hard for mail services, taking more time, etc. So I notice him moving my cans today. I confront him saying, hey, buddy, those are my cans. Response, I don't give a fuck. They're blocking my mailbox. My rebuttal, I'd rather not block someone else's driveway. He comes back with a series of, fuck you, I don't give a shit. I tell him that he is an angry old man and that is putting more wrinkles on from being hateful and causing more problems than needed. This probably did not help much. He flips me off and goes about his day. I walk away and search online for my situation, which is tough given the tight road situation with trash can pickups. I hope whoever is hearing this story is understanding what I'm going through. My concern is really to understand this ultimatum. Trash cans in front of the mailbox versus driveways. Like I stated earlier, the entire side of the road is packed with other neighbors, also putting trash cans in front of mailboxes because, frankly, there isn't another room for it. Instead of either blocking cars or in blocking the mailboxes in the driveway. I mean, it might be going overboard wanting to make this guy's life harder than it needs to be in some type of way or just giving in. P.S. My neighbor is also having the same problem. I would assume the mail company is used to this on certain days of the week.
Yeah. But still, our mail person, the one we had before, mm-hmm. this one.
Yeah.
If there was anything remotely blocking the mailbox.
Just didn't deliver the mail.
Yeah. You just aren't going to get your mail that day.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know, isn't the worst thing if on trash day that means you're not going to get mail because they can't get the mailbox. But still, I completely sympathize with wanting to ruin your neighbor's life. I do.
The whole mail, I think the creed has kind of gone out the window. The, what was it? Nor sleet, nor snow, nor rain, nor whatever, you know, you'll get. Like now it's like, no, well, there's a trash can, not directly in front of the mailbox, but it's 3 feet in front of it. And I'm going to have to open my door to put the mail there. You're not getting your mail. That's, you know.
It's almost like a new generation of mail carriers. They're not even really mail carriers. They're mail drivers, you know, that don't want to get out of their Jeep or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the ones that carry it door to door. They're the ones that are hardcore, and they will be out there no matter sleet or hail or snow or what.
There's been some amazing ones, and then there's been some that are like Funny Farm.
And then there was one that came in our backyard and accosted you.
I remember that. Yeah.
That was fun.
Why was that? What was his issue?
Because you kept getting him in trouble because he was doing things like he wouldn't put our mail in.
I was getting, it was like he was putting checks in like other people's mailboxes. And I remember, because I called because it was like one of those multi mailboxes on a cul-de-sac. And it's a key that you get into open it. And it's his responsibility to put the right mail in the right box. And it, for my other business, it was a lot of checks that were coming in that's how it ran. Mm-hmm. And I had so many times where my neighbors were like, I got this check for you. And it was like 3 days late or something. Yeah. And it was causing disturbances in business. And it's like, I get it happens every once in a while. That's not a big deal. But it was like weekly all the time. And it got to be like, okay, I'm calling down there. And I called down there and I kept calling down there because it kept happening. And then I was in the backyard one day and he shows up. He doesn't even deliver to our yard or to our house. The mailbox is like a quarter mile down the road.
Yeah, you had to take a walk to get the mail.
So he drove down to our house, goes into the gated backyard and starts like telling me off and how dare I call and complain about him. And all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck do? I have like a shovel in my hand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I guess if I have to hit him in the head with a shovel, I can do that. But then he like storms away. I called and complained about that one.
Yeah.
And I never saw him again. So I'm thinking that probably got him fired.
I hope so.
But that was pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've had other great mail carriers. It's like a grab bag.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
You don't.
But So Jenny has actually we both do, but we had a fun neighbor.
We had a couple of fun things happen this weekend.
Yeah. It's just been this shallow neighborhood that we live in. Is really, you know, COVID, you hear that the terms, it's like, oh, we're all in this together. And yes, to a certain extent, I agree we are, but it really sucks being in it together with narcissistic assholes that really don't give a shit about anybody but themselves and don't take accountability for anything, that their kids do or they do or anyone does. So
this neighborhood we've discovered in the last 6 months living here is just exactly like the absolute worst parts of high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the same cliques. There's the people that, you know, there's the quote unquote cool kids, mm-hmm. you know, and there's the partying and there's all that. And these are from grown ass professional adults mm-hmm. that own homes that, you know, this is not a trashy neighborhood.
It's not frat party neighborhood.
No.
No.
So we like to get out of our house as much as we can during COVID. So our thing is every day at 4:30, we go and have a porch date. Mm-hmm. You and I, while Harp plays with the kittens or does virtual reality or something, and we have our porch date mm-hmm. every day at 4:30. So we're sitting there, and I swear to God, everybody in this neighborhood has a golf cart, and they drive it around, and it's like watching a Disney ride because it goes, you'll see everybody just like going around the bend, going around, you know, we're like two houses up from the corner. And it's just like, whatever. It's better than sitting in the backyard listening to the other problem that we'll get to shortly.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there and there's this cart and it's four adults and two guys, two girls, and they are definitely drunk. You can tell. Mm-hmm. And they throw a can out of their cart. And then they stop, and one of them proceeds to get out and take a piss on an empty lot two doors down from us. Yeah. And we, you know, it's around the bend, so we have a clear shot seeing what's going on.
And now, there's like kids around here playing outside and everything. It's not like it's secluded.
Trust me, there was no issue with seeing any body parts. That was not the problem. The problem was public urination in a neighborhood like this.
Yeah. And littering.
So we start fussing at him. We start hollering like, hey, we can see you.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know, yeah. Why are you mm-hmm. taking a leak over there? You know, mm-hmm. and then shit hits the fan. Take it from there, Tony.
Because when you call people out for their fuck ups, nobody ever wants to take responsibility. Nobody ever wants to say, oh, I'm sorry. I really had to go. Please forgive me. You're right. Sorry. You know,
oh shit. Didn't know you were there. I'm so sorry.
What? You know,
none of that.
I would have been fine. Like, okay, I get you. Whatever. You know, but nope, they denied throwing the can. Then they like, no, I dropped a water bottle. You didn't fucking drop a water bottle. No. And then you go piss on a tree out in this lot. That's, you know, another 40 paces into the lot. And so they start yelling back at me and I'm like, what the fuck ever. And then they drive back and then they drive back in front of us. What are you saying? What are you saying? Because they couldn't hear me apparently. Mm-hmm. And I said, did you pick up your can?
Mm-hmm.
The trash that you just threw. It was a water bottle. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to argue with them.
No.
So I'm just like, okay, like whatever. And then they drive away. I'm thinking,
and then they stop and back up and they threaten and they're like, we're going to go kick your ass.
Oh yeah. I'm hearing, should we go back and kick his ass? Yeah. And then they drive away and we think, okay, it's done. Then about 20 minutes later, the trash come back around here. The trash, I mean, the human excrement that are masquerading as people
on this golf cart.
On this golf cart. They come back in front of our house and we're just sitting on our porch. We're not saying a word to them. And they start heckling us because obviously we do on their podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, and they start singing Ghostbusters to us.
Yeah.
Because apparently if you don't work for Walmart or one of the many corporations here, you know, it's not a legitimate job.
Right.
So our job's not legitimate in this shallow neighborhood that we live in.
So they start chanting, who are you going to call?
Yeah. And they're like, ain't you fucking moved yet? Can't wait till you fucking leave. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. And saying everybody can't wait till we leave.
Yeah. Because we talk to so many people here. And then they're like, why don't you go fuck yourself? And we just don't say a word. And then they drive away. And the next morning I wake up and there's a beer can on our lawn because this is what grown ass adults who work for a major corporation like Walmart do in their free time. They go around the neighborhood and they do this shit.
They get drunk because they have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
And that's a major problem in this neighborhood. I get that they're not driving cars drunk.
Yeah.
But they are drunk as shit driving around in these golf carts. And our last neighborhood, a guy died at the end of our street from driving a golf cart drunk. He flipped it.
Yeah, and he rolled down a hill.
And it crushed him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can totally die drunk driving a golf cart.
I think it's probably illegal, too. I mean, I think any motorized vehicle of some sort is not...
Well, public urination for sure is illegal.
But so that's our fine neighbors here. And
so that's how the first part of the weekend went.
Yeah. Good times. Was there more? What else happened?
Oh, the next door neighbors.
Oh, we'll get to that after this next story.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more fun. More fun to be had here in our edition, our stories of the show today. You get more from us than you normally would because we can contribute with fun. And hopefully by the time this airs, we don't live here anymore. Let's go to our next story. It says, I live in an apartment building across the street from a house with an undetermined number of children. I say undetermined because I have no idea who actually lives there. There's anywhere from 2 to 12 children running around in the front yard during daylight hours with 5+ cars coming and going from the parking lot front of the house. Seems like some sort of daycare, but I'm not sure. These children are often unsupervised, which seems odd given that their age range is usually 2 to 8. And loud, not just frequent tantrums from the younger children in the group, but screaming matches and physical fights between the older children. The adults, when they come outside, hang out in the yard drinking and are almost as loud as the kids. This was annoying last summer, but my partner and I put up with it. We understand that children make noise and people are generally allowed to behave as they please on their own property. However, since quarantine began, this has become intolerable. The noise from the kids starts up around 9 a.m. and does not let up until the sun goes down, at least. I, along with many others in the building, are working from home for the time being and can't concentrate with a band of feral children constantly shrieking 150 feet away. I can hear them loud and clear with the windows closed and all sorts of white noise going on in our apartment. On top of the kids' noise, the adults are constantly having people, and those people's kids, over every few days for barbecues. It's like a nonstop 4th of July over there, while the rest of the people in the neighborhood creep out to the grocery store in their face masks a couple times a week. They seem to interpret quarantine as summer vacation, which I would have no problem with. It's not for the insistent noise and the constant stream of visitors who, by coming into the house, not only contribute to the noise level, but exhibit their total disregard for any social distancing measures put in place to get us all through this. I don't see a conversation between us going over well at all, given their current behavior. If they don't obey government sanctions, I doubt they'll lend an ear to a neighbor's noise complaint. Per other tenants here, they've not been receptive to similar complaints in the past years. What should I do? Move.
I don't know what you should do, because that's the thing. If you keep calling somebody, it's going to irritate it and make it worse.
Yeah. Unfortunately, everything is on the side of the assholes.
Yeah.
When it comes to complaining about things, if you are hoping that someone's going to go speak to them and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. Just as a 7-year-old is going to get more vindictive. So is the 37-year-old. And if you're a petulant asshole child, you're probably a petulant asshole adult. So expect it to go about as well as, you know, trying to correct a child that has no correct parenting, and that's going to correct their behavior. It's not, unfortunately. You're in the right, and that's great, but it doesn't help anything if anything you could possibly do logically is not going to fix the situation. And I don't see any fix there.
No.
You know, legally, right. That you can do to fix it. I mean, you can't, you know, you can have all your fantasies you want of like, I hope their house, you know, gets hit by a tornado and they're gone or something, you know, whatever. That's the shit I would think of.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing that's, you know, likely going to happen until they move or leave. You know, you can keep calling the cops and noise complaints, but, you know, that's just going to make them worse and worse and worse. And those people, they're never affected by it. And the police can only do so much. You never really end up going to jail over a noise complaint. Mm-hmm. And eventually the police are going to be like, we're sick of coming out here. You know, if you really want to do something, you got to, you know, they're going to tell you to take them to court or something. What's a court going to do? It's just, it's not going to go on your side no matter what, because the system's not in your favor.
Yeah.
So really, unfortunately, I hate to say it, move. And maybe that's feasible, maybe that's not. But earplugs, I don't know. I mean, unless you can find some way to not be affected by it.
Are they out in the backyard making all this noise, or is it apartment?
I don't know. I think it's a house.
Okay.
And so it's like, you know, it's a tough one, you know, because unfortunately with neighbor situations, and that's the interesting thing on this show, you can't fucking sage your house and get your neighbors to go away like you can with ghosts. You know, this, it's like, move. If they're reasonable people, maybe you can reason with them. Maybe you can't. But it doesn't tend to work out in the right of the people being wronged in more cases than not. So thanks for sharing that. I hope things do calm down for you. Phone number is 888-68-CRAZY, or you can write in at nightmareneighbors.com.
So I'm in a war with the next door neighbors. I am. I'm sorry. I have no tolerance for bullies, because I was bullied as a child, and I'm sure you were bullied as a child. And so bullying my child won't ever be okay.
Sure.
So with this COVID crap, the backyard is the sanctuary for kids, you know? So right now our daughter cannot go out in the backyard because there are three little girls next door, roughly her age. The one's 4, 6, and 8. So they like to heckle her. They like to pick on her. They tell her things like she's ugly because she has red hair. Mm-hmm. You know, they make her cry. She comes in because they won't leave her alone. And they are the noisiest little shits mm-hmm. in the world. They are out on their trampoline, bouncing and screaming like somebody is hurt all the time.
And the parents are too ignorant to go up back and go, guys, you got to be more quiet. We have neighbors. We need to be considerate. You know, it's not just like light laughing and stuff like kids do. It's like, hey, encourage your kids to scream as loud as they possibly can.
Yeah. These are the same kids that when we first moved in, we thought they were going to be friends, but then their middle child tried to kill our child. So we decided maybe they shouldn't play together.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go out there. I've had enough. And I tell these little girls that they better stop talking to our child or I'm going to get their parents involved, you mm-hmm. know, because the threat of telling your parents used to mean something.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. And the middle one, she's six. She's a piece of work. She starts mocking me mm-hmm. and starts saying, yeah, okay, you do that. Bye-bye. I'm like, oh, fuck no. And so I say, you watch it, little girl. And then we go over to knock on the front door neighbors, yeah. The neighbor's front door.
Yeah.
And they're too chicken shit to answer. We ring the bell twice and wait. Mm-hmm. Too chicken shit.
And we're wondering, are the kids just home alone?
Which is illegal for this age.
It's illegal, but their intelligence wouldn't make, I wouldn't be that surprised if they were, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so then it takes sending both parents, which one's a step parent and she... There are wonderful step parents in the world, and then there are the hands off step parents. Mm-hmm. And she is a hands off step parent. It is very much a not my kid, not my problem kind of situation. So I sent both of them Facebook messages saying, can we please just have some peace that we're getting ready to leave? We've got like 11 days left. Can we just make sure our girls don't talk through the fence?
Yeah.
Your girls talk to my girl, my girl talks to your girls. Let's just have them leave each other alone and then everybody can get along.
Yeah.
So I get a response that, you know, first of all, I'm not to engage their children when obviously there's been no parent telling this child no its entire life.
You're not to passively, aggressively engage their children.
Oh, it's not passive. It would actually happen.
It was pretty fucking direct. Like, it wasn't like, it's like, what is passive aggressive about this? You know,
no.
Like when you tell me to shut the fuck up, I won't be passive aggressive about it. Then I'll just be fucking super direct.
Yeah. So that and that our child has been saying things back and it's like our child has not. Our child comes inside in tears when those little brats go outside to play.
So the most she's done is told them to shut up.
Yeah.
And that was it.
She has told them to shut up.
Because she's sick of it.
But this is also the little girl that tried to put gum in her hair on the bus mm-hmm. and has harassed her and tried to kill her with the pillow sitting on her face.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Might need a little therapy. A little help there might be a good idea.
Needs a lot of therapy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel bad for the kid because she's not getting the help that she needs because there's obviously a lot of issues there. But then you have the ignorant parents that just completely, mm-hmm. That's not my kid's fault. And that's the attitude.
Yeah.
The response you got back was total. I'm not going to take responsibility for this. Don't engage my children. Even though my kids go out here and engage your kid all day. And
they engage me.
Yeah.
And I get that they're children. I'm not going to pick a war with children.
No.
But they were completely disrespectful to adults, which I have no tolerance for.
Well, nobody blames their kids anymore. Nobody's like, my kid fucked up because kids fuck up and the kids need to learn. You have to have respect. Mm-hmm. And, but little angels, they're perfect, even though clearly they're not. It's just, yeah. So
my idea was to go try, do I share this or no?
No.
I really want to share it.
You had the idea of hurling fake snakes over the fence.
I did. I'm not going to do it
because
Tony's the voice of reason, but I thought if there was enough plastic snakes in their yard to scare these little girls, that they would stay the fuck in their house. And it's just gotten to that point.
Yeah. Tried reasoning, tried everything responsible. It's time to break out the plastic snakes. I'm kidding. We would never do that, but it's one of those thoughts that you have where it's like, oh God, that would be great revenge.
And please, but nobody do that.
No.
Don't do it. Don't try this at home.
Don't hurl snakes. We don't endorse doing that. It's just one of those.
My demented mind.
Yeah.
Having an idea.
So, yeah. Good times.
But he left me his number to call him directly because mommy dearest can't be bothered, you know?
Yeah, well, because he had messaged the mom too.
Well,
no response.
No response, you know? Yeah. I mean, she works, she's got too much going on. She works half days and then still has to have the maid come and keep all of her kids in childcare. So I don't know.
Yeah, busy life. Good times. 888-68-CRAZY. To share your nightmare neighbor stories with us, we would absolutely love to hear them. 888-68-CRAZY is our phone number here at the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Or write in at nightmareneighbors.com. Be sure to share this on social media. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Press subscribe, whatever platform you listen to us on, so you don't miss any episodes of the program. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. I wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London school explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there.